Well, hello there, you good and wonderful friends of Audioboot, Facebook, and Twitter. Roddy Jenkins with you once again on Audioboot. Hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully, entertainment, hopefully, and amusement. So here goes. And I wanted to talk to you guys, if I may, about something that happened to me yesterday. I mean, I had to go and see an ENT specialist because I've got quite a bit of trouble with my nose recently. Without going too graphical, because I know some of you don't like me getting too graphical. And if you've known this position, then I do apologise in advance. But I had to go and see them. I've also got breathing through the nose. I've had noses there, and it's basically not been brilliant. So I finally got the letter, the appointment letter from Safford Hospital, North Bristol. Now I've not been to Safford Hospital for the last 38 years now, because that's where I was badly born. And I say badly born, I was bad for said delivery. Nearly lost the left eye completely, and really buggered up the whole septum on the nose. That's the reason I've always had trouble with breathing through the nose and the nose in general. So it was a return there. And Mum would come with me because I thought, well, you better come and see me because you don't need than anybody else. I know my medical history better than anyone else, probably better than me sometimes. And so that was arranged. So obviously I agreed to meet my student. I get the train up and I meet her at the station. I discovered that there's actually a bus that goes directly from Tempe Station here in Bristol out to Southampton Hospital in North Bristol. That's good. Yeah, that's the main thing. Now the bus is dropped off near the hospital, and then you've got to take a care ride, it's a walk, 7-8 miles, 7-8 minutes, walk or whatever. I thought, well, you might go for this way. It takes you there into the hospital grounds, and away you go. And I thought, that's good. So I thought, right, well, the appointment for 11:45. Okay. So once I get the train, the 10 to 9 train, which means it should be in these by about sort of 9:30, probably the 10 something like that. Oh, that's better. Now also, I was running a bit late. I actually got distracted. It's a great work. It's a good thing, though. It's a great game. It's great on Facebook. And I think also my friend, your followers on Twitter today as well. It's kind of, a bit like Scrabble. You just play it, and the moment you find that you can't get certain words you think are good, it doesn't accept. So, I guess not. So anyway, I got quite a bit late, so I had to rush downstairs and try to get a bacon sandwich, a mug of tea. I got the customary miraculous mug of tea. And bear with me one minute, just going to take a little swig of water because I thought my throat's a little bit dry. So, anyway, so I managed to get down to Temple Station by about just after 12:30, about 1:35. And okay, well, now I'd be pre-warned that Mum in a hurry to get up here hadn't got the phone with her. Okay, so well, that's a little bit annoying because obviously I can't sort of say, I was trained on the platform where that conversation is, blah blah blah. Anyway, but actually, it turned out the train question was late. Signal problem. So, that's fair enough. But it gave me a chance actually to watch people at Bristol Tivoli Station. Now, I don't know about you, but ticket barriers are guilt usually straightforward. You put your ticket through, it reads your ticket, says, okay, you're about to make a journey, opens the barriers, you can go onto the platform. Some people clearly have trouble with this. I look at this and think, oh, which ticket? I put the wrong ticket in, or they may have 3 tickets going on to another turn, but because they made my card, they got another 30, which is like that sort of credit card receipt. from the sequel trailer, of course, because I in my head, I went straight there, and then I'm thinking, okay. Or some will try and say, like I'll say, yeah, give it indications to which barrier to go to get on the platform, which was to come off the platform, because some people might be trying to get on the ones to let people off the platform, and vice versa. So I just sat there, stood there for a few minutes, just watching people thinking, grasping basic technology. I mean, it's not rocket science. You put the ticket in the slot, it reads it, opens it up, you retrieve your ticket, and away you go, and you can go and catch your train. Simple, you'd think. Anyway, I was sat there, and it was narrating. I was double checking. Well, I needed to check where the bus stop was, because there's about four bus stops at Temple Meet. Okay. Two are actually on the State of Bridge Road, and two are on the road, across the road from the station. Where we had to go was one bus across the road. So for Alaska, at least I know where stop TJ. So Bristol has this interesting habit of sort of marking all the stops with letters. It's look like, you think, okay, Temple Mead, and this is stop one, or stop two, or stop three. And that would be far too simple, No, it's going to be stop TJ, TG, TH, I think. Okay. I'm waiting for the TZ myself, but, I'm sure it'll come in due course. Anyway, I'm off the train, this is all going to be better. Hello, everyone, this bit. And so what time's the bus? So it's 10:03. Well, we're good, it's not time to get there. And so I thought, I've got to get there. And found the stop, and we were about to. We were stopped there, and found the stop. We got across the road, all the rest of it. It's okay, because Bristol being traffic friendly, you waited for ages, it seems. all you little waiting is in boxes. Think about us that can't drive, have to get from A to B ourselves, Anyway, kind of long story short, we got to the bus stop. Waited there. And I said, what's the bus number? And I said 506. Now, I've never used this service before. I just picked up the timetable at George's Mason office, centre of Bristol. Okay, it goes there. Anyway, it's like panic if you see a 506 coming out of the station. That was it, yeah. Anyway, it turns out it wasn't, it was the one. It wasn't on the bus, thankfully. Because just as we were about to get on the phone, we could get the 54 and then walk. 8 minute walk from Southie to the hospital. Well, suddenly the 506 turns up. Okay. So, how is it? I've actually never been on this route before when I'm driving this operation before, too. And it was a bit nice. I got onto this website called Travelline. Okay. And that you can basically sort of make a source. You can say, right, I want to go from A to B, and I want to go by bus, and how long it would take you, what's the other, what reason. They never ever said you could use this particular service. Well, it's ridiculous. Must operate, also by having a service that's non-existent. If, that's obviously not going to be cost effective to the bus operator, is it? So anyway, go on board and have put my say, the bus pass, one of the few perks of being disabled, you have to get a free bus travel. And they're really excited, you hold that front page, guys. I mean, come on! And, then we got on, and we sat down, and it started to go off. I haven't tied in my pocket, and I said, okay, we're all going to go that way. What seemed to happen, right, was it goes into broad, it goes from, it actually starts at the Create Centre. Now, Create Centre is this sort of, where the public records office are here in Bristol, and also where the sort of sustainable sort of permanent exhibition, they'll have to be green, I call them, the eco-friendly man, you know, all that jazz. And it's also done, it goes by the SS Great Britain, which if you ever get a chance to visit here, it's fantastic, well worth it. And I'll tell you something as well, if you buy a ticket, it gives you a return, you get a return visit free of charge. Whoopee! See? Yeah, keep that on your hand. Anyway, I digress, because stuff that Luke comes back and goes, it's broadly like the main sort of shopping area of Bristol, then out to Southridge. Well, that's a sign that we went along now. I thought, oh, okay, now this way. Okay, right, fair enough. Go past the Harvey Nicks, and yes, Bristol has its own Harvey Nicks. So, what Harvey Nicks have I been to? The one I prefer is the one up in Leeds. I've never been to one in London. I haven't been to one in Edinburgh. I think there's one in Manchester, I'm not sure. But the ones a bit on the small side, a bit clunky and cubby. And you have to feel claustrophobic now, and you might not want to get out of the place. Quick, help! Let me out. Nice. Anyway, listen, I'm digressing yet again. Do apologise. But still with the seven of us, and a lot of people got on and off. Okay. Right, and then it goes back the way, I mean, it looks like I'm thinking, I'm having a pancake, I'm thinking it's going back towards something, I'm thinking, oh, you're going the wrong way. Where the hell are you going? We don't go back to South Mead, you want to go on to South Mead, you know. But then it went down a street called Avon Street, which, yes, I've walked along a few times, just up at the traffic lights, and then cross there, because it's been there for eternity, and never got the bus down there. And we went around these side streets and duck. And this is when it really, you know the phrase, going around the house, well, this bus, unless you what, to tell you something, I got so good, I mean, if you had any sense of direction or orientation, you got totally disorientated, just when you're thinking your orientation or skills were sort of about to sort of do the runner, you suddenly see a major landmark. I mean, we've gone around the houses, thinking literally, you're thinking, fuck it, man. You go around there, oh, I might think, and I don't know, speak to buses, yeah, do they do that? Thinking, well, there might be something there. Yeah, that's the one disadvantage of buses. I mean, if you get a taxi, if you get a car, or whatever, you tend to go from A to B, straight, quick, right. Picking up a taxi, because you're thinking, well, I'm paying 12 quid, say, take a lot of what the money's worth, yeah, I don't want to be sort of going on to a guided tour of the back streets of the Dings. Yeah, there's a wonderful place in Britain called the Dings. D-I-N-G-S. Sorry. Okay, right. And it's by the railway park, the old railway line that goes out to Regatesfield and out to Bath. Because I can only walk, it's about 40 miles, and I've done it myself a few times. But once again, I'm digressing, we're running out of time. It's well, I can see. So anyway, we're going literally, and I got this thing, I got completely nothing. It's all turned up by me, I don't know where I was coming or going, quite frankly, just as I'm going to give up all hope, maybe a woman could get to me. Then I see a major, major landmark. In this case, Bristol, 1032 Metro, thinking, hey, you know, I now know who I am. Phew! You know, and mum sort of commented, because we've got some of these back streets at Cobbett, yeah, especially around the Lips area of Bristol, north of the old fashioned cobble streets. There's only, and yeah, you think at one point I thought, I'm glad the brakes worked, I don't need to find that, I nearly headbutted the bell. You know those bells you got on buses? Some of the buses stop one, I nearly headbutted that at one stage. You know, so anyway, we got to it, but go for that, no way. Right. And, yeah, we are. There's Anthony Jones there. Good one pointing, because you can't see this thing all you, but there you go. Anyway, we go there and go in under number 2, past IKEA, and this big Tesco Express. It's where Bristol Rovers, years ago, you surfaced there. Stadium even. And, so we go past them. Pulling up the Muller Road and thinking, I think I know what I'm doing. I'm slowly going to be bears, we can get right. And then we go around the houses again, thinking, okay, what are we going to do? Suddenly you just sort of see, eventually we get to the hospital. What was that actually? But then when we left,